Chayrish. Nechlav Melechas Chayrish Kol Tikkun Ben Shibasad. So remember we said each Melech we have to define the Melech. The Zareya we said the definition of Zareya is helping the plant grow. Chayrish is Tikkun. It's doing some kind of literally fixing, but it's doing something in the field that's going to help the field be better. Let's see.
Now, what is called Yerushalayim?
Whether what I'm doing in the field is in order for the plant itself, the growth of the Zriya, or growing grass, trees, a shar tikkun afilam rak liyapis asas. This is lechas chayrish is really cool. The Gemara refers to it as yipoy asada. They liyapis the asada, make the asada better. Gama kafiras guma, digging a hole. Ayalas was gavshushes, leveling out the ground. Ayvim am lechas chayrish. Now, if I make even a small hole where it's like a mashua, I could just drop a seed into it. It's also called a. It's also chayrish. But again, only in a place where things could grow. Outside here, do we have any areas that things grow? People trample on it, so it's not a gay outside here. But if, let's say, there'll be a bump in the ground in your front lawn and you smoothen it out. Maybe some it's people also preparation for growth.
They pay
taxes to
Yerushalayim,
right? They're not their own. Okay, if someone who fertilizes his field, a misaklay, or he removes the stones, shukmaikim is chayvim shukairish. Yeshman Shane told us.
Well, you just like fly in the ground, not for training.
In a place, well, if it's in a place where things could grow, and so you're saying it's anal skavim, it's a segregation, which what you're doing inevitably is chayrish.
That is the level of chayrish. You're now saying up to 15.
Well, no, that is chayrish. Chayrish is doing a ticking to the ground. Be me yap in the sun.
That was starting on Purim day. Now,
chayrish.
Four mitzvahs, four main mitzvahs.
Also, Libror, Aza, Dava, Beoifen, Shiv, Sigration, Lass, and Color. It's also to drag. Libror means to drag something outside. Where it's a Sigration that's to make an indentation in the ground.
Because we were all sentenced to
the Gamma Rifts Pass Avanim. Also, Libror, Dava, Kazekadish, Lechalib, and Ritzko, Lispa. This is a halacha that even if it's tiled, or it's stone, anyway, one shouldn't drag something on the ground normal, if it's heavy enough that it would make a indentation in the ground. In order not to be chalik between one floor to another.
We have
Komakim, let's read this for a second. Komakim, ainim mukhshi yasa karetz, if it's not mukhach, if it's not inevitable, meaning it's not 100% that it's going to make indentation. Okay, now, Mikol Malkin Mutta Leila Chalafet Tichul, it's Mutta to walk on very soft sand or dirt, or Bechol or sand, like you're walking on the beach. That's Mutter. Avim Moisim Guma Bimakim Dris Ravli, even though you're pressing down as you're walking. What's happening? If let's say I'm walking and I'm pushing down the ground as I'm walking, it's not a problem. Because Melechas Chayrish, let's think about Melechas. Melechas Chayrish is that I need to dig a hole in order to put the seeds into the ground. Then I'm going to use the dirt that I dug out to cover the seed. And so I make an indentation in the ground. Now on the side, there's a pile of dirt on both sides. So I push the dirt out. Then I push the dirt back on top of the seeds. So over here where I'm walking and I'm pressing down, all I'm doing is pushing in the ground. There's no, that's not
chayrish. Like compacting it.
Yeah, that's right. That's the right word. I'm compacting it. What? To kick up sand in a place where things can grow, that's chayrish.
Okay, fine.
Sand things don't grow.
The Rambam says it's very, very, very important. Okay. So now he said it's more important than the suda. It's more important than the shamanis.
Okay.
Now, which means that the way that everybody explains it as follows: that any leg of a chair should go towards
the leg of a chair. Okay, let's just finish up the paragraph and then we can get to the examples. Here he goes. Let's have a carriage, a baby carriage. You want to go through the field. The Mokim Shane got into it, so obviously in the place there's no Hitzah. After Moisim Charizim Derech Hilo, even though you're making invitations, Shagam Khan, Hacharizim Nasmay Deshin Nikba Shakaka Tamte, you just compact in the ground underneath it. Unless you're going to make these like wild swerves and then you like push the dirt to the side, so then you're making a chayrish. But otherwise, not a problem. However, one has to be careful not to walk where grass is growing. There's a chash that you pull out grass as you walk. So this is also a very interesting line that you'll enjoy. The Mishnah Berurah, in Gemara, it's mashmi, you're allowed to walk where there's grass. Because we do not assume that when you're walking in grass, you're going to be pulling out grass. The Shmura comes along, the Shmura says that if it's tall grass, you're not allowed to run. You're not allowed to run in tall grass because you're probably going to pull out grass. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says again, he says, you're making up Yisurim. Mutter to go in grass doesn't make them as tall or short. Make them as if you're walking or running. Right? What? No. If it's bad, they're going to happen, doesn't make them as if you care enough. So, some answer a very fundamental question. This is a good question to think about. When we talk about psik reisha, so right. It means that it's, now, let's say it's 98% chance it's going to happen or 100% chance it's going to happen. But when you have something which is made up of many, many small mice, meaning, let's take this example, running through the field. So true, let us assume that between point A and point B, you're finally going to pull out a grass. But how many grass am I going to pull out? 1, 2, 3. How many steps am I taking? 25. So do we look at the full picture that this full mice of running from point A to point B is psychration? So we look at each step. I'll give you another example where it comes up. Combing your hair on Shabbos. If you look at your comb after you comb your hair, even a girl looks at a comb afterwards. She did 100 strokes, she'll find maybe 10 hairs. That means 90 strokes she didn't pull out a hair. Do we look at the full mindset of combing hair? That's a psychoration you're going to pull out here? Or do we look at each stroke by itself and say, since each stroke by itself is not a psychoration, therefore it's not a psychoration? What are you timing?
You're automatically going to. So you have to look at it each one because you might not stop anywhere in the field and go back.
But that's still part of it. It's still part of it.
It's a good smoke, but are you going to do that though?
Oh, so look. So that's what seems like the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. You're making up
this. That guy needs to get this half. Yeah, brushing is one.
The problem is that has the Aruch HaShulchan work with the halacha that we don't brush out here? Meaning the lum is like Sam said, which I agree to. It makes a lot of sense if you learn a psukim ksubis with the Rebbe Chanan over there. But we know there's halacha. So the truth is that the Rivash, he himself discusses this question by combing the hair. And he, what? I mean, he can't wait for the Aruch HaShulchan, but he wants to be mechadish something similar to what Moshe said. That by combing hair, it's one mice up, my hair was combed. You look at the mice of your hero's coat.
How do you come to that others?
But when you're running through the grass, says Aruch Shulchan, we look at each one. The Shmur says, no, we look at the full mice. I say that in the Messias, I don't know if it's true either. Maybe their grass is weaker. But I've tried it with anyone led by Rabbi Freeman in Lakewood here? Rabbi Freeman? Is Yeshiva there? We tried it once. We went out to the grass, we ran in the grass, we swerved in the grass. It doesn't get ripped out easily. So I don't think nowadays, at least, even with the Mishabura, I don't think would be a...
Could be.
Isn't this mine definitely did.
Wait, so Rabbi's saying you shouldn't...
Rabbi's saying you shouldn't go.
What?
You shouldn't brush the hair.
So you have to have a soft brush. You have to have the din. That's why I once tined, again, this is not halacha l'maisa. I once tined that if, let's say, a lady, more for a lady, she has to comb her hair, let's say, right? So I said, do one small part, do a few strokes, stop, come back 2 minutes later, do another part. Then a few minutes later, another part. Because in each comb by itself, each section is for sure not segregation. Segregation is in the whole head.
Wait, why is it not?